Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, if you're first to the table when the free sandwiches, the biscuits and the coffee are produced in your workplace, you might need to watch out because employers are warning that revenue could come looking for benefit in kind to be paid on these treats. Businesses say a clampdown by revenue means things like sandwiches at meetings or retirement parties are being cut back. The Irish Independent is reporting that the implementation of the rules is particularly affecting smaller and medium businesses. We're joined now by Crona Clohasy, who's Director of Public Affairs with Chartered Accountants Ireland. Hello, Crona.
Hi, Claire.
So what are we saying? Beware of the free sandwich.
Absolutely. Yeah. Look, and you know, it's an area that you know, we have a membership of almost 39,000 people, and we have gotten so many calls about this. And I suppose, you know, to say at the outset, revenue are doing their job, but what we, you know, they're implementing the law, and the law does say that, you know, if you're not eating in a canteen and your employer is providing you with a sandwich, technically there is a benefit in kind here. But what we have noticed over the last few months, in particular, is the increased activity in this area. So yeah. Yeah, you're right. Like if you have a situation where you're in an office and you bring a team in for a working lunch and you give them a sandwich or a tea and coffee, you're very much likely to have a benefit in kind tax charge on that. And I suppose there'd be an argument to say that really in the reality, is that actually a benefit? You're bringing in your team over their own lunch and you're feeding them. I imagine a lot of staff wouldn't feel a soggy sandwich and a cold cup of coffee. They wouldn't view that as a benefit. But that's the approach that is being taken at the moment.
Right.
Because we're hearing more and more about it.
So, Crona, we were on to revenue about this morning and they gave us a lengthy statement. They say, and you've alluded to it there, there's no change in revenue policy regarding staff entertainment expenses or any other benefit in kind. No change in revenue's interpretation of the legislation. But they explained that staff entertainment, other than meals in a staff canteen provided to staff generally, is a taxable benefit in accordance with the law. But what they're doing now is they're looking very closely at this. This is what you're hearing.
Yeah, and particularly in the last 12 months, there has definitely been a tightening in approach. You know, and there's other jurisdictions that have similar legislation, like the UK. They don't look at this as closely, because I suppose the commercial reality is that, you know, a business will view a working lunch as part of the running of a business. And, you know, I think what these rules are doing is they're kind of putting a segregation between the small companies that cannot afford to provide a canteen and the larger companies that have the canteen where staff can eat whatever they want at maybe a discounted price and there's no tax charge at all. So what employers are and businesses and the businesses that we represent are saying, it's just not worth the risk. You know, why would you take on a double cost? So for example, you provide a sandwich and a coffee for €10, that's now costing you €20. And then that's even before you think about the administration, that the finance team that are probably already under pressure with a number of regulations that they've had to adhere to. And they need to process that payment and pay the tax over to revenue. And what they're saying to us now, it's just not worth it. Now, that obviously, Claire, has an impact on staff morale and staff retention. And we know small businesses are struggling to keep staff. And these small extras do help. But if you think revenue are going to come knocking on your door for something like a team lunch, a payday breakfast, a slice of pizza on a Friday with, you know, to celebrate the weekend, you're just not going to do it.
Mm. So you could have you could work for a big tech company and have free meals in your canteen, and that's not a problem. But if you get, as you say, the soggy sandwich in a company for five people, you're in a bit of financial bother.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, look, most of the canteens operate on a discounted basis, so the staff will be paying something towards it. But yeah, I mean, the reality is that you bring out your team for a retirement lunch, as you alluded to, because you're not inviting the entire company, that's perceived as benefiting a certain cohort of your staff. So your things like your Christmas party, your summer barbecue, where everybody's invited, that's fine. And revenue very clear on that that's absolutely fine and you can provide that. It's these smaller, I suppose, coffees or, you know, you might have a team building. Like, we all have them, you know, but they're not, they're definitely not perceived as a benefit. You know, they're really just part of the normal working day. But, you know, it's now costing. And, you know, I suppose, you know, there's a concern here as well. That if you think about it, you know, if you're taking in catering from the cafe down the road or you're taking your lunch out to the local restaurant, if you're not going to do that now, the impact that is having on the hospitality sector, it's not ideal. Because if you're just going to prefer not to do it, then you know that obviously has a knock on impact.
And you, at the Chartered Accountants of Ireland, you've heard so many people coming to you on this that you've decided to write to the Department of Finance to outline the concerns you've just told us about there.
Yeah, no, it's so prevalent at the moment. And, you know, we represent accountants in practice that are dealing with this. We also represent accountants in business that are dealing with this. And they're very vocal on this, that they want the legislation adjusted to allow some small leeway. You know, we're not looking for, look, I suppose when you think of a benefit in a workplace, you think of a car or an electric car, or, you know, and that's fine. And there's BIK on that, and we completely understand. But I just think now, you know, and you know, we need to write to finance. And so when the election's over and the government is back in, that will be the first letter we write in to say, look, is there anything that you can do here to, I suppose, you know, put a little bit more fairness. And the legislation is very clear for the larger companies with the canteen, that's okay. But, you know, 97% of businesses in Ireland are small businesses, and many of them have fewer than 10 employees and definitely don't have the capacity to have a canteen. So, yeah, we will be writing to
We don't want anyone to get in trouble here, because this is the law, and as Revenue say, they're just applying it. So what is your advice to businesses when it comes to the coffees, the sandwiches, the biscuits, the retirement party, the flowers for somebody who has just had a baby? How should they be treating that in their accounts?
Yeah, well, I think you'd probably be approaching it now with caution, that if you are going to apply, or if you are going to provide, you may consider applying the tax charge and paying that over to revenue. So, you know, at the moment, like, a lot of companies will be looking at Christmas lunches for teams. And you know, you really may need to consider whether you apply a benefit in kind charge. So that's, I suppose you just need to look at it in the entirety. Like, what are you providing to staff? Do you think it's reasonable? But the chances are that revenue are looking at that as a benefit. So I put my, you know, I mean, look, we're not in the business of giving advice, but I definitely think companies do need to just examine what exactly benefits they're providing.
Okay, and just to be clear, there's a tax implication for the company, but also for the employee.
Well, I think, yeah, in practice, the tax that does arise will be paid over by the employer. You know, I mean, if you're going to go into the nitty-gritty of looking at what an employee had for lunch and trying to apply it to their own tax code, it doesn't work. So there is a facility there that the employer will pay over the tax. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you have 10 people at a meeting and there's a €200 catering bill. You pay over €200 essentially to revenue. It's a 52% tax rate. It's income tax, USC and PRSI that apply to that. So effectively that lunch has now cost you €400. €200 has gone to revenue and then €200 has gone to pay the service.
Yeah, it's a significant. It has a significant implication. But as we said, Revenue have been on to us this morning. No change in policy, no change in the law. They're implementing what's there already. Cronan, thanks so much for explaining it all to us. Cronan Clohessy there, Director of Public Affairs with Chartered Accountants Ireland. Now, we are coming up to the 1st of December, so Chef Catherine Fulvio is going to be with us after the break. And she's going to try and give us a head start, and we're going to be finding out how to prep in the kitchen for the Christmas season to make it all a little bit easier.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.